The Volume.
The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bet with any college basketball bet. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code Shannon. New customers can bet $5 and get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code Shannon. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, guys, it's time for Ocho to take the reins because we got a special.
Yeah.
Ocho, it's all you.
My good people, we're going to talk about Champions League today. Obviously, you know, we had Arsenal, Bayern Munich, Real Madrid, and Man City. I'm sure everybody, I got all my soccer people in the chat. I know y'all watched the game tonight, this afternoon. We had a very, very good game. Obviously, we'll start with Bayern Munich and Arsenal. Bayern Munich wins 1-0 versus Arsenal. Obviously, Saka didn't play. I would love it. And I hate to say this. Saka and company, Martinelli and everybody else didn't play the game that we think they should have played. Obviously, is why they didn't win. Bayern Munich winning 1-0, finally reaching the semifinals, which they haven't reached in the past 4 years. Mm-hmm. It was a great game from them. Obviously, for Arsenal, they still have the EPL, which they can win, but they cannot bottle it. I'm hoping they don't bottle this year. I want to see Arteta and the Gunners win and hoist that trophy this year. Obviously, Champions League is out for them. They're out of it. So Bayern goes through, winning 1-0. But the game, for me, chat, for me, we got to get you watching soccer because you missed a great one today.
I watched the Real Madrid Man City. Hey, I thought Haaland had a couple of chances and some headers that hit the crossbar.
Haaland.
He had a great run at it.
Yeah.
Those headers that he had, Ocho, he came close.
Yeah, hit the crossbar.
But man, on the PK, I don't know what dude. That second dude that tipped that PK, they kicked it right to the goalie.
Oh, he
could have kicked him in his ass.
That was Bruno.
Oh, I'm sorry. I could have kicked him.
That was Bruno. I think he did it by accident. I think he was trying to hit it over in the corner.
I think he kicked it right to the guy.
I know. He was trying. I'm sure he was trying to trying to hit it. You got to pick a side. It's, you either pick left, you pick right. You can't never go right down the middle.
Right.
And he approaches so goddamn, I hate to say
He
approaches so casual. That's how I know he was trying to place it. But instead of placing it, he kicked it right to the dude.
And the dude just said it like, okay,
yeah. And he got it right away. Listen, the game, the first half was decent. You had a few chances from both sides.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Once Rodrigo scored for Real Madrid, it seemed like all the momentum went straight to Man City.
Yeah.
Straight to Man City, and they were putting pressure. And finally, De Bruyne scores. And when he scores, obviously, it goes into extra time.
With two extra.
And then, obviously, we go to penalties, and we know how the PKs went. Real Madrid winning, and God dog it.
Ooh, that last PK, Ocho, it barely squeaked. That man was close. Yeah.
From Rudiger. It hit the pole. It hit the pole and went in. But he had to make sure the goalie can't get to that.
Yeah.
The goalie can't get to the corners.
He guessed right.
Yeah, he guessed right, but he can't get to it.
He just couldn't get that far. Yeah.
Nah. I went to the final when Real Madrid played Liverpool in Paris. I have to get you to a game. To get you to understand. It's one thing watching from TV and not being in the atmosphere to understand the experience. And you could tell by how fast I'm talking and messing up what I'm trying to say, how passionate I am about the game. If I could just get you in the atmosphere, you will understand how it puts all our sporting events here in the States, even our biggest one, the Super Bowl, a regular game,
and this is out there,
it puts us to shame.
I need some scoring, Ocho. This 1-0.
Then all the extra time.
I'm like, okay, the game over. Hey, 90 minutes, the game over. Nah, we got 80 minutes of extra time.
But you gotta understand the beautiful game. It's just art. It's art. It's more than just running around. If you understand the game of soccer, if I can get you in the atmosphere, then I'll explain the game to you, and then you'll understand why it's so difficult to score.
I understand. Hey, yeah.
Matter of fact, Holland, I'm in basketball terms, the equivalent of Holland, that would be who missed the headers. That would be like Giannis.
Yeah.
Powerful, straight downhill.
Oh yeah.
If he gets the break, oh, he's gone. You're not stopping him.
Oh yeah.
You know, dude. We gotta watch some more games. I like that.
You know, I was on Paramount Plus. I was simulcasting.
Yeah.
And you know, so I was like, okay, I think this game is gonna be a little more interesting. And plus,
it was irregular.
And so now, okay, I was like, okay, extra time. Ain't nobody doing no extra time. I'm like, okay, now what I like PKs.
PKs is nerve wracking, very nerve wracking, especially for the players.
So Bayern Munich beats Arsenal 1-0, advances 3-2 on the aggregate. Real Madrid beats Man City 4-3 on PKs. And here we go. So you happy? You got your soccer in.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Don't give it to me one night now. Pause. Let's continue. Obviously, we have the semifinals coming up, I think maybe in 2 weeks, if I'm not mistaken. We can talk about. And then I'm going to the finals. So I'll do the finals from wherever I'm at in the world.
Okay.
And yeah, I like this. Yeah.
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 Maybe we can get Thierry Henry.
Thierry Henry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or Zinedine Zidane. We'll get somebody on here.
Hey, we could get Zlatan.
Yeah.
I got everybody number in my phone. Just let me know. But the time difference, that's the only thing. They 6-7 hours ahead.
Oh, all right. Ocho, Robert Kraft, Mr. Kraft, owner of the New England Patriots, reportedly warned Falcons owner Arthur Blank not to trust Bill Belichick during the head coach interview.
Oh.
According to ESPN reports, Don Van Natta Jr., Seth Wickersham, and Jeremy Fowler, a conversation Mr. Kraft had with Mr. Blank was the main reason the Falcons passed on Coach Belichick as the head coach and went with Raheem Morris instead. Coach Belichick has 333 wins, six Super Bowl rings over nearly 30 seasons as a head coach. And yet in 2024, the NFL season is starting, OTAs underway, and Coach Belichick remains unemployed through the NFL. He did, or it's being reported, he's signing with Omaha Productions, Peyton Manning's company, and he's going to do the draft special with Pat McAfee.
Yeah.
But another key quote from the article, Falcons executive were concerned about the staff Belichick would bring with him, including assistants who had worked with him in New England
right. And
struggled on their own. Josh McDaniels, Joe Judge, Jack Easterby, and Matt Patricia. At one point, Mr. Blank asked Coach Belichick why his assistant coaches had failed elsewhere. Coach Belichick replied that he thought they were better soldiers than generals.
Ooh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
What are your thoughts about what's being reported? Now, I will say this.
Yeah.
Don Van Adder Jr., Seth Wickersham, mm-hmm. and Jeremy Fowler, when Don Van Adder get on it, they don't miss.
Yeah. Yeah.
They don't miss.
I mean, it's unfortunate. Obviously, Bill Belichick being one of the greatest coaches to ever coach in general is awesome. But again, in today's time, today's era, today's players, I don't think his coaching style, his coaching philosophy, it would resonate with the younger players and the younger generation. I just don't think so. I think that's why you see teams going into more of coach friendly. How do I say this the right way?
Mm-hmm. A voice that resonates coaches. With the younger.
The Jim Harbaughs, the Harbaughs, like the Pete Carroll types, even though Pete Carroll is not there anymore, mm-hmm. they're going with the younger coaches that can resonate with the players more. I don't think the Patriot way philosophy would even work in Atlanta. I don't think the players would respond to
it
that.
It would if you got Brady.
Oh, now
you got a Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, exactly. As long as you have the quarterback in place to do it, I think it would work. But you know, the whole wearing your pads on Wednesday, wearing your pads on Thursday, wearing your pads on Friday, like that stuff, it ain't gonna cut it. It ain't gonna cut it. It's unfortunate that things ended this way between Belichick and Kraft. And I think Mr. Robert Kraft gave him so much control because they were so successful because they had the Tom Brady in place that let everything else flow smoothly. Everything went haywire once Brady was gone, and you couldn't be as stern as you wanted to.
Do you blame him? Look how much control Apple gave Steve Jobs because he didn't miss.
Yeah.
The iPhone, the iPod. Mm-hmm. He didn't miss.
Yeah.
iPad. So didn't, one, yeah. two, three, four, five, mm-hmm. six. AFC Championship.
Super Bowl.
I think he earned the right to have that kind of control. Right. Now, if the reports are true, I don't know why Mr. Kraft would ever say anything bad about Coach Belichick. You realize the value of your franchise increased tenfold.
Right.
It's not that valuable without those rings, without those Super Bowls.
I mean, but you have to understand, we don't know publicly how their relationship ended. And obviously, if he's going to say anything like this, that means it didn't end as good as we thought.
Ocho, let me ask you a question. Let's just say you and Rail. Mm-hmm. Y'all go y'all separate ways, but
I don't even like that hypothetical.
But it's got to resonate so the people will understand.
Okay. Me and her went separate. She gone. Boom. Let's go.
But in the process,
right?
You worth $500 million now.
I sure am.
What you got to say bad about Ray?
Oh, nothing.
There it is.
Nothing.
Why would Mr. Kraft ever have to say anything? Considering what he had done mm-hmm. for your organization.
But you got the thing. You heard what you just said? So when we both played the game, we both played in the NFL.
Yes.
You got to update your resume what?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Every year. So yes. You speak in past tense on what Bill Belichick has done for Mr. Robert Kraft and that New England Patriot organization.
Yes.
So he's not worried about what you did in the past. What have you done for me lately? That same accountability is held for the head coach as well.
I understand that.
His comments are based on what he's done for me lately. And that's how he feels.
So if, and under that theory, so you and Rhea not together, what has she done for you lately?
Well, she gave me some for closure.
So that's all I'm saying for me.
Right. That's a good one, though.
Listen, I'm forever indebted. Now, I get it. Hey, your girl said, boy, don't be a slave to loyalty.
Ooh, come on, man.
I just think for me in that situation, you'd help me so much.
Right.
I ain't got nothing. You know what I'm going to say? I would rather not say anything
at all
as opposed to saying something negative.
Right.
And then you can deduce by me not saying anything good or bad. You can take your own inference from that.
Right. I don't know. But I think Robert Kraft, even though he is the owner, he's human, just like the rest of us. And if he gave him
that power.
I know. I understand what you're saying. But I'm just saying he's human just like the rest of us. And the fact that he gave him that power and what you did those years, those 20 plus years when Tom Brady was there, it was beautiful. But I can only remember sometimes when you date women and things go wrong, they don't remember none of the good. Oh, but they remember the bad. They remember the bad. Even if the good outweighs the bad, for some reason, they resonate with the bad more than the good. And I think Robert Kraft is feeling the same way based on the last, two, 3 years? Was it two or three?
Yeah, but I'm just trying to figure out, how you going to say I'm an SOB and you got $50 million? How you going to say I'm an SOB and you got a $10 million mansion and you got the vacation home in Vail?
Mm.
How you going to say I was terrible?
Right.
And I put you in a situation you would have never been had it not been for me.
Yeah. Well, was it him or was it Tom Brady? Which one?
They go hand in hand.
Yeah, that they do. I'm not even going to discredit. You're right about that. Well, I got a question for you. Wait a minute.
Sure.
Wait a minute. How about we still have Tom Brady and you take Bill Belichick out the head coaching job and you implement another head coach? Are the Patriots still the Patriots? Do they still win those Super Bowls? Do they still win those AFC championships?
I'm not going to say they don't. Because I think Coach Belichick, what Coach Belichick was able to do.
Defensively.
He could tell Tom, this is where you're vulnerable. And if this was me, if you came out in this set,
right. This
is how I would attack you. Well, Coach Belichick, what's my counter?
Right.
Where would you be weak at?
Right.
If you noted, it was really hard to trap Tom.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was ahead of you.
Yeah.
Because you're talking about the greatest, arguably one of the two or three greatest defensive minds.
Minds, yeah.
And you're talking about a quarterback that can process information like Big Blue.
Right.
So you fed him all that information. He knows where he's weak. He knows where you're strong. He knows where you're weak. And he can process it like that.
Right. Right.
I think it was listen, I'm not saying Michael Jackson wouldn't have had hits, but would he have had the hits that he had early on without Quincy Jones?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Because Quincy Jones produced Off the Wall. Quincy Jones produced Bad. Thriller. So, McCartney, are they the same? Lennon and McCartney? If they're not together, we'll never know.
Yeah, you never know. I mean, it's a good hypothetical, though.
If I'm Mr. Blank, now I know Mr. Blank. He's one of the few owners when he see you, he'll hug you.
Yeah.
I'm from Atlanta. He's like, when you're in town, let's go to lunch. Let's do this. Cause I used to see him all the time.
Right.
Jogging. And so every time I run into him, he's like, he's one of those like, hey, how you doing? Ask how your family doing. You're doing a great job. I see you from time to time. I wouldn't have been concerned the coaches Coach Belichick hired. You know why? Because they do great when they're with him.
Right.
If you're not going to hire one of those guys to run your organization, why do you care who he hires? Because Josh McDaniels performed well when he's with Coach Belichick. He's just the crap when he's with someone else. Matt Patricia did well when he's with Coach Belichick on the defensive side, not the offensive side.
Right.
Joe Judge did a great job with the special teams.
Mm-hmm.
When they're with him, is that the failures seem to have occurred outside the purview of New England and Coach Belichick.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know if you can fail as miserably as Josh McDaniels and get another job.
Yeah.
He was awful in Denver. Now, this is the second time that he's gotten
fired. Wait. Let me start. He started 6-0 in Denver first now, or maybe 8-0.
Yes, but he got fired halfway through his second season.
Right. That's right.
For trying to do what happened in New England.
Yeah.
Okay. He turns, first of all, who you know get to turn down a head coaching job via fax
and
get another job?
The indie job.
Yes.
That's right. I forgot about that.
And then he gets the job in Oakland and gets fired through the season and halfway through another season.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
Doug Marrone resigned. He resigned a job in Buffalo and went and got a job in Jacksonville.
Yeah.
So for me, look, there are a lot of moving pieces. And the coach and the owner has a lot of responsibility. You got to make sure you get the right job, mm-hmm. get the right head coach.
And if you're not
giving him total control, that he can work with a general manager. I just thought it would be very hard with Coach Belichick, that he's been a general for so long.
Right.
He's had total control for 2 decades. And now all of a sudden, he doesn't have final say.
Yeah.
That's hard, Ocho.
It is.
That's hard.
And the only way it would have continued is you would have had to find that special piece. And that's the most difficult part for maybe 25, 27 NFL teams, is finding that special piece where everything works. Once you have that special piece at the quarterback position, it makes everything else so much easier, because all you have to do is build around that.
Right.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering 2 shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So maybe he gets a job. He did. It's being reported that he's going to sign with Omaha Production. It is being reported, and I think it was reported today, that he's going to do the draft special with P-Mac. Love P-Mac. He's been great to me. All the success lets me know what's capable.
Yeah. I'm with you when listen. I'm with you when you're right.
Let me know what cable out there. I'm with you when you're right. You notice though, hey, and it's being reported that the Kelce's about to sign a $100 million deal.
Oh yeah.
You know what, Ocho? I was thinking, I was like, hold on. Omaha Productions just signed a 9-year deal with the ESPN.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know if you know how these deals work, but 9 years, that's at least $500 million.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what the numbers, but right. I'm saying $500 million.
Yes, sir.
PMAC reported got over $100 million.
Mm-hmm.
The Kelseys are about to sign a $100 million deal. That's what's being reported.
Yes, sir.
I can't wait to see the white comedians that come out there and start talking bad about them.
Damn.
I can't wait to see the other white podcasters start talking bad about them like they did.
They ain't gonna do that.
Why not?
Because they never do that.
Hold on. No, that's a part of it. You shouldn't get in this business if you don't expect people to talk negative about you. That's what we say in our community.
Yeah.
So what you mean? That's a part of it, Ocho.
Yeah, you're right. But most of the time when it comes to stuff like that, when they are winning, it's more applauses as opposed to...
Why?
I don't know. That's just
why they're not going to attack them.
That's the way they always been. My bad.
Why? I know. Like you always ask me, you better at this than I am, Ocho.
Yes,
so
sir.
I need you to tell me why.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure about that, sir. It's just the way the cookie crumbles. It's something that you really can't explain. It's just the way it is. And it's always been that way. As a matter of fact, it might be one or two that may disagree, but they don't make the noise that we make. You know, we make noise. Mm. We make noise. Mm. Noise. It's the difference when we like to display our displeasure with something, as opposed to there may be one or two but they like to see each other winning. It's different. It's different.
Hold on. Maybe I look this up. I think they said like 90 to 95% of the money that's in circulation has been printed since 2020. So what'd that tell you? There's enough money for everybody.
Everybody.
I had a great conversation with Cam. And Cam and I, we're going to do some... He got some great ideas. I had some great ideas. I said, bro, let's get this thing. Let's work together.
Mm-hmm.
There's enough money out here for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I'm for real, bro.
Yeah.
The ideas that you and I combine, let's work it.
Yeah.
Let's work it. Let's do it.
And the funny thing about it, this is the funny thing about it, is our time is coming too. So I'm telling you right now, you might as well buckle up. You might as well buckle up, because our time is coming. It might be 90, it might be 100, it might be 150 million, but it's coming. And when it does, I need you to make sure you ignore everything coming your way.
Man, look here.
I take it from there. I got you.
The last month, like, it took me, Ocho, honestly, it took me, even doing that video that went viral, because I think we was in Jersey. Were we in Jersey? We was in Jersey. Yeah, I was in Jersey. The people that were, Ocho, it was pouring rain.
Yeah.
And for the people to show up in the rain,
mm-hmm.
and the brand gift, hey, Unc, I just brought you a card. I just want to say I appreciate you. For the women to like, we love you, blah, blah, blah. And it took me being out and to see to go to other events and to have my sister say, Shannon, do you think what's possible, the way the success of Nightcap and Club Shay Shay and Le Portier, you think that's possible if you got more haters than supporters? Is it possible? Because I really never looked at it like that.
Right.
Because I just looked at it as my own people attacking me when I had done nothing. And when I went back and listened to what Kat said it. Kat said, you about to be in another dimension.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, man, stop. But he told me some other things that we didn't talk about on the pod. And I'm like, he's like, Shannon, this is about to take off. Mm-hmm. He knew it.
Here we go.
He knew it.
Oh, yeah.
I had no idea. I thought I'd get 15, 20 million views. I was hoping. I was like, man, if I get 15, 20 million views, that's a band.
Oh, yeah.
Ocho, we're about 2 million views. We're about about 2 million views.
Right.
From being the most watched interview in the history of YouTube.
Real?
Yeah, in 3 months.
Hey.
He's one of the few guests that I've interviewed.
Yeah.
That I have a relationship with. So I call and I remember him having a conversation. And I say, Cat, why everybody beat me up and ain't doing nothing? I say, you talk. I say, I just gave you a platform. I provided the camera and the microphone.
Right.
He say, because they know you can't do anything. He said, that was just a brushback.
Mm.
He said, if I come back, I said, nah, we don't want you to come back. I said, nah, hell nah, Cat. You ain't coming back. You ain't coming back. He say, that was a brushback.
Right.
He said, it's easy. He said, it's easy to jump on you. Cause they know you limited in with your response.
And what you could do, right.
He said, they know me. I said, oh. But Ocho, man, the luck, man. I didn't know Ocho, because like I said, I was good. I think I was a pretty good football player. People showed me love when I was in Denver, in Baltimore. But Ocho, the love that I get.
Yeah.
Man, I'm talking about security guard. Everybody's like, hey, can I call you, Man, that Cat Williams, that Marshawn, man, you an Ocho, man. Ocho crazy. Man, Ocho really think he could be Holloway? I said, yeah, unfortunately, he does. man, I'm telling people stopping me, hey, I'm walking my dog, people rolling down the window talking.
Yeah.
Man, we love that. But Cat's like, hey. Cat was like, hey, we got a part. Hey, I said, Cat, let's wait a couple of years.
Right.
Let it build up. Mm-hmm. But man, he's really, really, like I said, he's like a really great dude. He's a really humble dude. He really tries to do well. He helps a lot of people.
Yeah.
That, and you know, yeah, and he heard, don't really heard, talk
I heard,
about
I done heard the stories.
He doesn't really talk about it.
Nah.
But there have been a lot of people that I've talked to.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, man, Cat, good people.
Yeah.
But don't let that 5'5", 165-pound thing fool you.
Yeah.
Because he will, man.
Yeah, he a fool. He a fool. Yeah.
He is. He's a fool with it. I think he has a special coming out here for Netflix. Oh, I'm definitely going to be up. What is this special? Is it June? Oh, I'm definitely going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be front row and center. But it was great. But you know what, Ocho? And like I tell people, look, I understand that what Cat did. He kind of like Club Shay Shay was good. We did solid interviews,
right?
But like he said, he put us in another realm.
Oh yeah,
he took us to. It's May 4th. What the hell?
May 4th, that's in 2 weeks, ain't it? Yeah.
No, she graduate that Friday. She graduate the following Friday. Shit, I might have to go to my daughter's graduation via Zoom. I can't miss Cat. Friday the 10th? Okay, yeah. Oh, I got to see. Oh, yeah, I'm definitely going to be there. I'm definitely going to be there for Cat. But that was unbelievable. And people, like I said, Ocho, when you, people ask, like, do you know? And that's what everybody know. Shannon, did you know? No. How could you possibly know, Ocho? How could I possibly know? In 3 months, that thing will be doing 66.5 million views. How? Woo-hoo. It's done over 100. I think we're probably like at 110 million views on YouTube alone.
Right.
Oh, a billion impressions. It's done a billion impressions. How could you know something like that, Ocho? That's like, Tom, did you know you was going to win seven Super Bowls and go have the most passing yards? No.
Hell no. Nah.
You couldn't possibly know.
You knew it was going to be some movement, though. It was going to be some movement.
Ocho. I remember getting up. Because now, mind you, Ocho, you know, I got all these. I still got 20 minutes worth of questions.
Mm-hmm.
Mind you, if I promise you, I don't like this, but I put my right hand to God. If we had started that camera the moment he touched the door, I guarantee you it'd have done 100 million views. If you'd have asked me, how many views you think it'll do? I said it's gonna do 100 million. It wouldn't have batted an eye.
But the funny thing, I bet as soon as he hit the door, I bet he started talking right away and just
immediately.
Yeah.
Ocho, that's what. So he started talking. I said, "Hey, we gotta go."
Yeah.
We gotta go.
Yeah. Yeah, Cat wanted him.
If we had started the cameras, if we'd had the cameras from the time he got out of his vehicle to the time we got mic'd up, if we could have had him mic'd up in his vehicle and he got out and he's in there and we going back and forth, it would have done 100 million views.
Right.
I guarantee it'd have done 100 million views in a week.
Yeah.
He was on one. I know people talk about, well, he was drinking. I promise you, this was before he had one sip of Portier.
Listen, if you got that lick in your system, it makes everything even better.
Shit. It would have done 100 million views.
Yeah.
Had I got to the other 20 minutes of questions, we'd have been at 75 right now.
Right.
But I was like, man, I was like, man, we got to be. I said, this thing got to be approaching 3 hours. So now,
hey, you had to throw me out.
I said, hold on. I said, hold on, wait a minute. So I remember what I would have. I said, we good. We good, Cat. So you know, we talking to you like, we good? I said, yeah, we good.
Mm-hmm.
So we get done with the interview. CJ is sitting behind me. CJ always sits back in the corner. Right. And I was like, all right, hey, Cat Williams, ladies and gentlemen. And I turned to look at CJ. CJ shaking his head. I said, what? Did I say something? Did he say something? We're gonna... He said, it's going to break the internet. I say, really, CJ? He said, Shannon. He said, nothing is going to touch this in 24. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I said, really? You think we're gonna do 15? He said, we're gonna do more than 15. I say, more than 15, CJ? Because at that time, Steve Harvey was the most at about 8 million.
Right.
I say, more than Steve? He's like, we're gonna do more than Steve in a day or two. Mm. I say, what?
Damn.
After the first day, I say, CJ, honestly, how many you think we're gonna do? He said, Shannon, they're going to do 50 million.
Hmm.
So now I'm trying to look to see who done 50 million interviews.
Right.
Basically, it's all Joe Rogan.
Yeah, take it right down a rabbit hole.
CJ knew immediately because CJ's shaking his head. I'm thinking I done said something. I'm like, because I'm always mindful. Yeah, it's my platform, but I don't want YouTube to kick me off because now if I ain't got YouTube, where the hell are we going to go, Ocho? What am I going to do?
Right.
Because it's not like they kick up. I mean, with me, they're going to probably take both channels off.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, CJ say, Shannon, you about to break the internet. I'm still with Leary. I was like, I don't know, CJ. I was like, excuse me. I'm like, 15, 20 million. 15, 20 million, I'm good. Ocho, I was like, hell, boy, got me quit. I got me something. No, I got me something. Yeah. And I remember, and we got like 120 something in the chat. I called 114,000. And I remember calling CJ. I said, CJ, you see how many people in the chat watching it live? Mm-hmm. He's like, I told you. Jordan called me. He like, boss, bro, you see all these people in the chat?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, Ocho, I promise you, on everything, I put this on my granny. Mm-hmm. If we'd have had Cat Williams mic'd up in his truck, and when he hit the door, and the 15 minutes we talked before, it would have done 100 million views.
Yeah,
I'd have bet it.
I know he walked in there on fire too, man. I know he walked in there on fire.
So by that time, that's why I said, "Hey, So now I'm doing this. That means let's roll. Mm-hmm. We got to get because I'm already mic'd up.
Right.
So I'm already mic'd up. I'm like, oh, man. So I'm just like, because, you know, he chill, but he on one.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah. I just let it go. Yeah. I just let it go. Let's go. Let's go. Hey, let's go. Let's go. Because I knew, but still, Ocho, 15, 20 million views is a lot of views.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Ocho, you was a solid third for a minute, Ocho.
Damn. Where I'm at right now.
You still top five.
Okay, listen, long as I'm in the running. I don't need to be number one. Long as I'm somewhere in there. Long as I'm somewhere in the area. But listen, I could come back. I could come back with some controversy, and I could probably challenge Cat real quick, man.
Man, that dude, man. I said, man, hey, I can't thank him enough. I did, you know, I had a case. I sent in my case mm-hmm. on LaPortier.
Right.
I said, bro, that's the least I could do. But he don't want nothing. I said, Cat, bro. Mm-mm. He said, I tell y'all fair what he told me. Why he came when he came. Let me tell you how. I've never told this story. Let me tell you the story how it happened. My agent, I went to my agent's office on a Friday. I'm getting off the elevator. A black lady's getting on. She said, hey, Shannon, I've never seen you here. You, what are you doing here? I said, my attorney's here. My attorney's been here for like 5-6 years. Mm. She said, that's funny. I've never bumped into you. She said, today is my last day. Mm. I say, really? What are you going to do? She said, I'm taking over Cat Williams' tour. I say, really? She said, yeah. I said, I've been trying to get Cat for a year. I said, I done DM him. I said, I done had my people reach out. That was a Friday.
Right.
The next Friday, Cat Williams sitting in my chair.
Mm. See how God
works. Damn it, God won't do it. Won't he do it?
See how God work?
Won't he do it? Yeah. I've never seen that lady before in my life. All the time. She worked in there for years. Mm-hmm. I've been in my, how many times have I been to my agent's office?
Mm-hmm.
Never saw her. I'm getting off the elevator. She's about to get on. This was her very last day of work.
Mm.
I said, I have been trying to get Cat for over a year. Next Friday, Cat Williams on the couch.
That's live.
And like he said, my life hasn't been the same since.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, sometimes when I'm alone
in my room, I look at the wall. I thought you were finna sing LL Cool J, man.
Ocho, when I'm alone and I spend a lot of time alone, I'm in my.
Come on now, take your time.
I said, God, what did I do to deserve this favor?
Mm.
Because you've been so good to me. You brought me from such a long way.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very appreciative and thankful for everything that you've ever done. But this, what did I do to deserve this? And I think back. A lot of times when people have wronged me in my life, I didn't retaliate.
Mm.
People have taken things from me. And I didn't retaliate. Women have taken things from me, and I could have pressed charges, and I didn't. Mm-hmm. And I just remember always my agent. I've had my same agent since. He said, Shannon, anytime someone takes something from you, write it down. In the next contract we get, we'll make them pay it back.
Mm.
I think about all the times that I'm able to do for people. Mm-hmm. See, me, if I ever do something, nobody, I do so much anonymously. There's like, well, we won't. Shelly handles all that. No. Mr. Sharp says he doesn't want anybody to know what he's doing, how much he's giving you,
mm-hmm.
and for how long. And I think back to all the times that I've done it.
Yeah.
I say, I guess this was God's reward. I guess this what it was. Because this. Ocho, this,
yeah.
That cat.
Right.
Ocho, that put us. Not only did it bring eyes to Club Shay Shay, but Nightcap.
Yeah.
Bruh, hey, sometimes I shoot him a text. Bruh, thank you.
Yeah. This out of the blue.
Out of the blue. I say, bro, if you ever need anything, a Super Bowl ticket, a jersey, hey,
right,
whatever, you good. Can't we, hey, there ain't whatever, an event, sporting event you want to go to. Cat Williams ain't got to buy no ticket. And I still don't believe it. But yeah, boy, hey, if somebody try to tell me God ain't good.
Listen, that man up there don't make no mistakes, man. Mm-hmm. He don't make no mistakes.
Man, Ocho, bro. Hey, but we gonna hit.
Oh, yeah.
We gonna hit. It coming, Ocho. I feel it.
Oh, yeah.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ocho, it's time. Where's that? What you call him? After dark. How long we been going?
How long been going?
Oh, what? We good.
We got to get
a couple of those in the ass.
Couple of what?
Hold on. Nightcap, I need your help. I ran the Boston Marathon on Monday in 2 hours and 41 minutes and 13 seconds. Bro, you booking it. I kissed a girl at mile 12. She's from Wesley College. She held up a kiss me sign, and I did. I have to find her. Can we find this woman? Patterson.
How we gonna find her?
Yeah.
He's supposed to be using
okay,
Twitter.
Okay, young lady, if you're watching Nightcap, you held up a sign that said, kiss me at mile 12. You were at mile station at mile 12. You held up a sign, and the gentleman that kissed you, he would like to get in contact with you.
He's looking for you.
You left an impression on him. I don't know about anybody know that anytime you can run a mile in run a marathon under 3 hours, you booking it.
Oh yeah,
you booking
it. That's good pace.
So young lady, if you were at the Boston Marathon and you had a sign that said "Kiss me," but how, hey, you know what, Patterson? Now that I think about it, you might not have been the only one that kissed her. Why you book? Yeah, I mean, she got a sign up saying "Kiss me." Hey, yeah. It was like 25,000 people running. So,
Hey, that's that hurt. You ain't had to say that. Don't crush Patterson's dreams like that.
Well, he should have got a number.
You can't stop and get a number if you're running the marathon.
He stopped and kissed her.
But that take split second, boom, and you gone.
Hey,
I dropped my chapstick.
You lying to me. Boss lady, hey guys, I thought of your advice, Shannon, this week. Shannon, do you accompany me for a date note? I don't hear no often, but I know we enjoy ourselves. Your birthday, perhaps, or Ocho to shoot it myself.
What they say?
Oh, she asking me out?
Oh, there you go. You got your little hot date there, boy.
I better not do that.
Nah, go ahead and go. You can go.
Nah. My grandma say that I couldn't go meet no strangers.
Oh.
Frank the Tank, M Trey said, I love what you guys are doing. Keep up the good work. The bottles I ordered for my brother's birthday will be in tomorrow. Thank you for doing what you did to make sure we got them. Bro, I do the best I can. I want to thank you guys for your patience. And I understand, look, I'm the least patient mofo I know. For you guys to show the patience, you got the patience of Job. So I thank you guys. I didn't expect the demand. We did not expect the demand. But we're doing, trust me, we're doing everything we possibly can to get you your bottles. What up, Ocho? Y'all got to sing off between Mariah Carey, Beyonce, Whitney Houston, or Fantasia. Who you got?
Whitney. Whoa. Who?
Mariah Carey, Beyonce, Whitney, and Fantasia. Who you got? Whitney.
I got Whitney first. I got Fantasia. And then I'm going to put Jennifer Hudson. And then I'm going Beyonce. Then Mariah.
I'm going Whitney. Adele. Man, y'all be sleeping on Mariah. Y'all don't be wanting to give Mariah no credit.
I just put her. She was just fifth. Obviously, I like
fifth.
Yeah, I like the, listen, for me, I like the soulful church voices. Fantasia, Jennifer Hudson, Kiki Wyatt. Now, I know Beyonce is one of the greatest of all time, maybe the greatest of all time, but I'm just saying, for me, I prefer that. I want to feel like I'm back home at church. That's all. No disrespect.
I'm going Whitney.
I put Whitney first, too, so.
Lady Ray, hey, guys, let's hear the best impression of someone famous. Can you do impressions of De Niro, Denzel, or what? Or who can you imitate? Nobody?
Yeah, I can't do no imitations.
No. Nah. But it seems like everybody can do an imitation of me, especially old Godfrey.
Yeah.
Him and Jay Farrell and Jamie Foxx, too. Don't think I forgot that, Jamie Foxx. Amen. Guys, we went long tonight, but we have a great nightcap after dark for you. Ash Young snuck that in there. I hate you, Ash. Guys, we went long tonight. I am so sorry. But trust me, Saturday, we got a very, very special nightcap after dark after a special episode of the Lakers game. So please make sure you guys tune in. So I know we went a little long tonight. We were having some fun. Ocho got his soccer in. He wanted to do soccer.
Yeah.
So That's his thing. So we're going to try to incorporate that whenever we can to make sure Ocho gets an opportunity to show the love for that great sport. Please, guys, make sure you hit that like button. Make sure you hit the subscribe button and go to Apple Podcasts and leave a comment, because that's the only way that we can improve. Let us know what we're doing good. Let us know what we can do better. Let us know what you like and what you don't like. because at the end of the day, we're trying to produce the best content we possibly can, but it really helps us to know what we are, what we're weak at and what we can get better at. So please, thank you guys. Make sure you hit the like button, make sure you hit that subscribe button, and make sure you head over to Apple Podcasts and leave a comment. Please make sure you subscribe to the Nightcap Podcast feed. You can get it through the Club Shay Shay feed, but we would greatly, greatly appreciate it if you got it through the Nightcap feed. Thank you guys for selling out Shay by LaPortier. We're going to have it back. We got it in stock, but we're just taking pre-orders because we don't want to. We made that mistake one time before. We didn't have it, and then you guys, the orders came in, but we're only taking pre-orders now. And so, guys, thank you for the patience again. I cannot say that enough. Please make sure you go out and vote for us. We're nominated for a Webby Award, Best Sports Podcast. We're nominated for a Webby Award. Nightcap is nominated for a Webby Award. And we're nominated for two awards. I think Best Feature Guest and Best Interview. Cat Williams, Best Feature Guest, Best Interview. Marshawn Lynch, Beast Mode. So two podcasts, three awards nominees. Hey, let's try to get the sweepstakes. We're, okay, and just finding out, the Shorty Awards, which is another award for a podcast, Club Nightcap is nominated for two awards, Club Shay Shay is nominated for three awards. So please make sure though you go vote for the Shorty Awards, Nightcap, and Club Shay Shay. Man.
We need all that.
Better than I could possibly imagine.
We need all that.
Need all that. Yes, we do. So please make sure you guys go vote for the Webby. Make sure you guys go vote for the Shorty Awards. And hey, niece, Angel, thank you so much for the jacket. I will wear it with pride. So thank you very much for the jacket. Ocho, you're going to get yours soon. Thank you for joining us for another episode of Nightcap. I'm your favorite uncle, Shannon Sharp. He's your favorite number 85, route runner extraordinaire, Bengal Ring of Fame honoree, Pro Bowler, All Pro, Liberty City's own, Mr. Rail Rosado himself. That's Chad Ocho Cinco Rail Rosado hyphen Johnson. See you Saturday. Thanks.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.